A God sighting is when you look back at 1 week, only 1 week. We look back and see where our God had been faithful, where he'd been loving, where he'd helped you, where he'd been active in your life. His protection, his provision, his healing, his revelation, anywhere where you know that you know this was God that was active in your life. And we tell it as testimonies because the word of God says we overcome evil by the word of our testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. And we make his name famous so that people hearing our stories will know that this God is living, that he is good, he's a loving God, and they need to get to know him right away. So we do this once a week, and these are your stories for this past week.
Môre Janine en Wynand, my God sighting vir die week is, my dogter bly in Centurions, sy is 'n student, en verlede Saterdag was sy alleen by haar huismaat, het ook na haar huis toe gegaan vir die naweek in Parys. En omtrent 1:15 bel my dogter ons. En in 'n toestand is daar toe iemand, sy sê toe daar's iemand wat besig is om in te breek in haar huisie. Nou ons het in Benoni, ons is ver. Al wat jy kan doen is bid. En met die genade van die Here het die ou nie ingekom nie en hulle het hom toe gevang. En sy was ongedeerd, maar die Here was met ons en hy het ons beskerm en hy het haar beskerm en ek sê net dankie vir die Here daarvoor. Sanet en Janie Jacobs.
Goeiemôre by Nantjen en ja, ek wil net weer getuig hoe groot Abba Vader ons dien. Niels sê gekarse bande was gedaan en asof van om dan die finansies is oor waar Derek is, kon ons nie ander bande koop nie. En ek het begin bid vir Here gevra vir uitkoms. En hier gaan daai ons goed by iemand af en die persoon sê vir Niels, wag, ek het 2 bande vir jou en hier gee hulle vir ons. So te sê 2 splinter nuwe bande vir die voertuig. En ek kan weer nie vir die Here genoeg dankie sê dat die Here daar vir ons uitkoms gegee het vir 2 nuwe bande vir die voertuig nie. Net so met my waterpomp wat die versekering betaal het. Ek het op en af gery vir 'n pomp. Die pryse was net te hoog omdat ek nie geld het nie. En hier stuur die Here ons na 'n winkel toe en ek kry 'n pomp wat R6,000 was, vir net oor die R3,000. Hoe groot is ons Abba Vader net nie? Daarom kan ek hom net loof en prys. Shalom, sorry.
Môre wyn en Janine, al die kinders van die Here. Ek het net 'n ou kort getuienisie. Jo, as ons praat oor die goedheid van die Here, is dit net te groot, te veel. Nog elke keer as ons gebid het en ons gevra vir mense vir beterskap en herstel, dan doen die Here dit en ons kom net nie so ver om met soveel dankbaarheid dankie te sê, soos wat ons altyd net kan vra en vra. Maar die Here kom elke keer deur in sy tyd. Hoe kosbaar is dit? Shalom.
Morning Janine, Binance and all the radio corporate listeners. I hope you all are having a blessed, amazing day. My God sighting and I'll keep praising God and Jesus. My vehicle decided to overheat about 2 weeks ago, so obviously gaskets went, thermometer, water pump, and had to be redone. And if it wasn't for my parents, by the grace of God and Jesus and their blessing of their finances, I wouldn't have been able to have my car fixed. So it's truly thank you so much to my parents, and thank you to God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit for guiding and, I know it's materialistic, but allowing and blessing my parents' finances to be able to assist me. Have an awesome day. Thanks. Bye.
Môre julle, my God sighting is hoe amazing is dit om obedience te toon teenoor die Here. Dis al wat hy van ons vra is obedience. En ek en my vrou saam het die grootste geloofstap gevat en ons het onsself laat doop en dit was amazing geweest. Nuwe lewe, nuwe denke. Dit is, ek kan dit nie beskryf nie. Die Here was so goed vir ons. Hy is so goed vir ons en daar is soveel blessings en soveel seën en so groot afwagting wat op ons lewe wag en wat ons lewe is. Dit is ons is so dankbaar teenoor die Here vir wat hy gedoen het en ja, ek wil net deel. Dit is as jy voel op jou hart jy wil gedoop word en die Heilige Gees druk dit op jou. Man, daar is 'n ander lewe wat vir jou wag. Dit is excitement en net amazing goeders wat die Here vir jou beplan. So ja, dit was my God sighting. Die doop is amazing.
Good morning everyone. One of my God sightings today is that on Wednesday evening, just before 8, our electricity went off. And then my husband got a message on his phone from the Benoni ward saying that one of the electrical substations was on fire, that the emergency team was there, and there wasn't an estimated time of when the power would be on yet. So it was time for bed, and we did our evening prayer with our 9-year-old. And we prayed for the substation because you never know how long it's going to take. Before we had finished praying, the electricity was back on. How good is God? Have an awesome day. Bye.
Goeiemôre, Wynand, Janine en Radio Kansel luisteraars. My God, so I think vir hierdie week is, ja, ek het nuwe kliënte gekry. So ek het in 'n baie lang tyd die meeste inkomste ontvang. As soos in 'n baie lang tyd, en ek is die Here oneindig dankbaar daarvoor, want dit is God se hande werk in my lewe. He is my provider. En as ek dit sê, dan vertrou ek op God en dan is hy my voorsiener in alles wat ek nodig het. Nie in alles wat ek wil hê nie, in alles wat ek nodig het. En daarvoor eer en loof en prys en verheerlik ek God se naam. Geseënde dag vir julle almal. Totsiens.
Goeiemôre almal, my God sighting is vanoggend hierdie oor van iemand anders. Ek volg vir Jan Bloukaas op Facebook. Dis 'n sanger wat breinkanker het en reeds baie siek is, maar jy moet sy getuienis hoor. Hy sê God is goed. God is altyd goed, ongeag jou omstandighede. Hy sê of ek gaan leef of ek gaan sterwe, ek is in God se hand en God is altyd goed. My God sighting is, dis wat ons, hoe ons lyk wanneer die Here en die Heilige Gees in ons bly. Dis hoe 'n kind van die Here getuig wanneer ons weet dat God die beste weet. Sterkte aan Jan en dankie vir die getuienis en die God sighting dat God altyd goed is.
Môre Wynand en Janine, ja, Alida van Meyerton, ja, my God sighting is, gister het ek 'n baie, baie slegte dag gehad. Dit was 22 jaar wat my seun oorlede is, hy was maar 25. Maar weet jy, ek besef elke dag meer en meer, omdat hy leef, sien ons kans vir môre. En die krag wat in ons is, kom nie van onsself af nie, maar dit kom van hom af. Hy gee vir ons die krag ten spyte van dit wat jy moet deurgaan. En ons almal moet net vashou aan hom, want hy is ons grote koning. Hy sit op die troon en sy wil sal geskied. Nie ons wil nie, maar sy wil. En dankie vir Radio Kansel wat 'n mens so bemoedig. En dankie vir al julle liefde en ondersteuning. Here, dankie. Dankie vir u grootte genade, Alida Meyerton.
Good morning, Janine and Raynon. My God sighting this morning is, God has answered my prayers. Han has got a job finally, and we have our own accommodation where we won't have to pay rent or water and light.
Good morning. My name is Sanelise Siwe from Kempton Park. I'm so grateful for the Lord speaking through a pastor about my life. There was a shift in my workplace. I've worked here for 19 years in December. So there's been a shift whereby now I'm not recognized, and the person that I'm supposed to be reporting to now is not even speaking to me. She's not on speaking terms. So I was a bit demotivated, but the Lord has helped me because I have my scripture. Out of every scripture that I confess, it is Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6, which say that I must trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not on my own understanding. You know, on Monday, I went to write an exam. Just to cut the story short, my exam venue is at my church. I'm not going to mention the name of the church. But when I got there, the pastor was before we started, was invigilating. But she first started prophesying on the one lady. And then when she came to me, she told me so much great things, you know. I'm just so, so wowed. I'm just so in love with how God loves me and how he's able to reassure me, because she told me all that I was feeling, because I know that I trust in the Lord. But I had this fear because this lady is not talking to me. The following day, I'm going to work after my exam. And how is the situation? Everybody is talking about me, looking at me like I'm a failure. But I know that in God, I am an overcomer. So there are good news that I received from the Lord. And I believe that I will see that coming to pass, because his word will never come in vain. So I want to thank the Lord for this week and every week of my life, to say that all the days of my life, I will bless the Lord, whether I have or I have not. I will bless the Lord because he is God. He is good. I was just telling my children yesterday that arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. The fact that you are alive today means that you must wake up and wash and go to school instead of feeling bad. There are some people that didn't see November. We started with them in October. We are burying them tomorrow. But God has given us this chance because we still have a purpose in life. Let us live, Bazalwane, for a purpose in this life. And one most important thing, spread the gospel. Hallelujah. Thank you. Sanelisi in Kempton Park.